Yeah, it was a crazy class. One Ingmar Bergman movie a week for 6 weeks while we contemplated what Bergman meant by the silence of God. Which, okay, fine, but I didn't realize it was a co-class between film and religious departments. And for me, that's a very simple answer. God is silent because he isn't, real. And man, 16 Bergman movies in 4 months is a lot of depressing Swedish Calvinism to handle. Class should come with prescription to Zoloft. Yikes. Sorry. I did not know you've been on Zoloft for a while. So that explains why you haven't been drinking. Yeah, I know alcohol and antidepressants don't really mix. I'm sorry, I really didn't mean anything by it. I can tell you that if you've got anxiety and depression, I would have never known about it. We've been talking for hours now, and I had absolutely no idea. So, yeah, whatever you're on seems to be working for you. I've been putting my foot in it a lot lately. Oh my God, I forgot to tell you. So, the other film class I took was on Canadian cinema, which I took because Cronenberg's Videodrome was on the list. And I was like, yeah, man, watch James Wood try and have sex with the television for credit. Sign me up. But it turns out I liked most of the movies for the course, and most of which I hadn't really ever heard of before. So, one of them was this Quebec movie called The Decline of the American Empire. You know it. Of course, you know it. I forgot you've seen like every movie ever made. Anyway, I really liked it. And there's this tremendous scene where one of the characters, a history professor, talks about his best sexual experience, getting a hand job from a lady masseuse while she told him why the year 1000 AD was her favorite year from a historical perspective. So he was being both mentally and physically stimulated at the same time. Yeah, pretty hot. Agreed. Apparently, we're in a minority though, because when I went out with a bunch of the girls after the class afterwards, they were pretty scandalized by it. I didn't pick it up at first though. And when one of them asked, "Can you believe that story the history professor told?" I piped up and said, "Believe it? I wish I was the one giving him the hand job." So, yeah. Go ahead and laugh. It's funny. I'm an idiot. The girls looked at me like I was an alien, and I made just some excuse to slink away. It was so embarrassing. You don't think I'm an idiot? Oh, thank you. I don't really either. It's just a nervous reflex, a self-deprecating and as a defense mechanism. I know I'm more than a pretty face with a smoking pot. See? Another joke. What do you mean, why am I nervous? Do you really not know? Look, I'd rather not talk about this in the middle of the party. Let's get some fresh air on the balcony. Doesn't look like there's anybody out there. Okay, look. I haven't seen you for a while, at least not since high school, and I know we were friendly, but we were never super close. But tonight I remembered how much I really like talking to you. You're smart and funny, and you clearly have ridiculous taste in movies. And I haven't been able to really nerd out like that with somebody else at uni. But can I ask you a question? I promise I don't mean anything nasty by it or anything. And I know that university is a time for people to experiment and find themselves, so. Okay, I'll spit it out. Are you gay? Okay, don't look shocked. I'm fine with it if you are. I'm fine. I'm just really curious because. I'm just curious. You're not gay. Okay. No, it's nothing. I mean, if you're not gay, then I guess you're just not into me personally. That's okay too. I just feel dumb because I've been like flirting like mad for the past 2 hours, and I'm pretty good at it. But you haven't really responded, so I thought, well, maybe he's gay. But you're not, so I guess I'm just not your type. Which is fine. I am your type. You think I'm hot? Then why the fuck have you not looked at my tits? I almost threw my back out trying to show them to you while we were talking. I mean, I've been throwing crazy body language at you since you walked in the door. What the hell, man? If you liked me, why didn't you like make a move so I didn't feel like a dumbass? Wait. It's the anxiety, isn't it? Shit, of course. It all makes sense. I remember talking with one of your ex-girlfriends in high school about how she had to make the first move on you. Well, okay then. Let me take the shirt off. There, I am now showing you my tits. Because I know you wanted to look at them. I want you to touch them. Really. I want you to suck on them. I've been wanting that for a while. Yeah, since before tonight. The reason I even came to this dumb party is because I heard you'd be here. So take my hand. We're gonna have to find a more private place so I can show you exactly how much I want you. Even you'll be able to figure it out. Don't worry, I used to live just down the street from here, and I know there's just a little alcove behind here. Perfectly private. If only I had somebody here that really wanted to ravage me. Somebody who would start by grabbing the hair in the back of my head and pulling, exposing my neck. And just like that. That feels really nice. This somebody could also use his other hand to squeeze my nipples. Yeah, that's something I would definitely want him to do. Yeah, just like that. And this person would probably be pretty turned on by now. They might even feel the need to grab me by my wrists and pin me against the wall, like I so desperately want them to. Yeah, I might even want to struggle a bit as you. I mean, this person kisses me. Sorry, let me catch my breath there. As I was saying, as they kiss me deeply, and then they work their way down my chest, kissing the tops of my breasts. Oh, yeah, like you're doing right now. I might even stretch up to let him, them, you, suck my nipples. Yeah, like that, please. Oh, pinch them. Yeah, suck them. Yeah, I want you to put your hand between my legs right now, please. Feel me. Oh, feel that. I am soaking fucking wet because I want you that much. You could have me right now. Go ahead. Oh God, I want you to rub my clit. Yeah, please. Oh, more. Yeah. Jesus. Oh, please slip them inside me. Oh, finger fuck me right now. Oh my God. It feels so fucking good. Oh, Jesus, why the fuck are your pants still on? Oh, let me take them off. Give me your hand. The one fucking me. Sliding between my lips and clit. Yeah, that one. I want to taste myself before I taste you. I taste good. You'll find out. But I want to taste you first. Lean against this wall. Good. I like the way you stand at attention. Especially this cock of yours. Oh, yes, I'm rubbing it. And yes, I'm kneeling. I'm putting my mouth very close to it. Close enough to see you're getting a little wet yourself. Oh, I want more. A lot more. Holy shit, you fill my mouth so good. I want you to fill my cup next. Oh, if I can just stop sucking your cock. Okay. Jesus Christ, fuck me now. Right this instant. Against this wall right now, please. Fuck me. Oh my God. You. Oh my God. Holy shit. Oh, you're filling me completely. Oh, you're so big. Fuck. Keep fucking me. Oh my God, why didn't we do these years ago? Oh, you're such a dumbass. Sorry, right. I am too. Okay, let's go back to you fucking me so hard. Oh my God. Are you gonna come to me? Shut up. I said you're gonna come to me. I want you to come to me. Fuck. Fuck me. I'm gonna come. So you're gonna come at me right now. Yes. Oh my God. Fuck. I'm coming. Oh, that was. Wow. So, I guess we both learned something here tonight. I learned that I was right to want you to fucking rail me. And you learned that I really do have some amazing tits. Here's a movie line for you, Mr. Movie Guy. I think this might be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.